If you go back to the heritage of the people in this region of the world, in Central Asia, many of them came out of nomadic backgrounds.
That's the voice of Edwin, a man who enables Christian ministry in Central Asia, in the countries whose names end in Stan, and he's our guest. Hi there, I'm Andy Napier, and this is Footsteps from TWR. Edwin, when we look at Central Asia, many, if not most, people live outside of major cities. They live on mountains and in deserts. Do we have the right image?
Clearly, that's the case in Central Asia, because if you go back to the heritage of the people in this region of the world, many of them came out of nomadic backgrounds. In fact, when you get out of the major cities, you still find a large number of people who live in yurts. These are tents. Some of them are very comfortable, and they may be in one location forever. But many of them are, like tents, able to be moved, and they themselves move. And in places like Outer Mongolia, and even in Kyrgyzstan, you will find people that will move seasonally because they are herding different kinds of animals, and they need to take them to different pastures for grazing, or the commerce that they're involved in requires them to do that. The only way to reach them is radio.
And that's the goal of TWR's Silk Road Transmitter, to share Jesus with those even in the most remote regions of Central Asia. To learn more about it, go to twr.org/footsteps. twr.org/footsteps.
Footsteps is a production of TWR.